The hibby to the hibby to hip hip, the hobby, you don't stop. Rock it to the bang, bang, the boogie.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
With a hip hop, the hibby to the hibby to hip hip, a hobby, you don't stop, the rocker to the bang bang, make it say up, jump the wiggy to the rhythm.
Well, my friends, I hope you're doing well this morning. This is Jay Garvin's, host of the Jay Garvin Show, right here on KRDO News Radio. I have an amazing show for you today, so fasten your seatbelt, honk your horn, pull over. We're getting right into it. You have tuned into The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. If you've never heard my voice before, I am your friend. I'm a phone call away at 719-330-1457. Or if you're driving and you can't take your hands off the wheel, just remember ChurchillColorado.com. Not only have I hosted this show for 6 years, 300 shows and counting, but also, I am the founder and one of the owners of Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. So it's easy to remember, ChurchillColorado.com. You reach out if you have any refinance or purchase question. In today's show, you're going to meet several professionals. We're going to talk fast. I go about 2,000 words a minute with wind gusts up to 4,000 words. So don't worry about it. The gist of it is this. Sit back, have fun, learn something. And probably the fastest out of the gates, Matt. We got a drum roll for those because we can't waste time this segment. Today's show is called... There's that background music getting a little rap. Hoarder's Delight. Yeah, you know it. Jay Garvin's, you and I can talk about hoarders. Hoarder's Delight, that is the muse of the show. It came from foreclosure sales, came from short sales, came from distressed sales. All of these deals that you want. They're all out there. In fact, next week I'm going to do a show called A Moth to a Flame, trying to actually resist these endless deals that we have in America. I just got one from Home Depot where they give me a credit card, 24, 36, 8 million years free financing in order to spend stuff on items I don't need, period. So we have this attraction to the deal. People call me at least 3 to 4 times a month at my mortgage company, and when we start the purchase process, they say, can I buy a foreclosure? I literally just had a gal who's moved up from Mississippi to be around her kids that wants to buy a house, lives downtown, and she said, quote unquote, do you think I can get a deal with a foreclosure? Well, I've got the best individual, I think, hands down, in the city to talk to us about foreclosures. In a couple minutes here, I'm going to introduce Mark Salas, the owner of Best Realty. He literally sits down at the foreclosure sales almost every single week and competes with some of the nicest, some of the toughest individuals, venture capitalists, people out here actually in El Paso County buying the houses, and we're going to walk you through the process, the good, bad, and ugly of foreclosure. And then later I'm going to bring in some meat on this topic of the details of these distressed sales, short sales, and foreclosures, and then we're going to wrap up the third segment with, of course, our monthly visit from Justin Hermes and Real Estate Realities. He's actually going through a short sale process right now. So, Hoarder's Delight is just an example of what you can end up with. Now, this is just a one-time, and this is not anything regular that's meant to scare you. Understand you're in the safety zone of
the Home Mortgage Jedi.
Yes, you are in the zone of the Home Mortgage Jedi. Well, I will cut through all of the confusion of these short sales, these foreclosures, the mortgage, the interest rate, the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, and Jay Powell doing mix and match up to all of our interest rate, mortgages, financing. I can get you through it through years of studying with Yoda.
Why not? Do or do not. There is no try.
Now, Yoda's not on today. He'll be on later this month. But I do have a great friend of mine and a good guest in the studio. Mark, you want to say hi?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going good, man. So we've got about 2,700 people here that are listening Saturday morning, about 25,000 that tune in. And as I'm talking to you out on the road, as you're driving around to an appointment, you're pulling into a Home Depot, if you're listening to the replay, coming and going from work on Monday, Tuesday night, Mark is a guy that doesn't need to talk the talk because he walks the walk, Mark. You've been going to the weekly foreclosure sales for the most part. How many years?
Oh, boy. You know, probably six or seven. I mean, I was buying before then, but...
Six or seven, you must started to go when you were like 16. You look like you're like 25.
Started investing in my early 20s. I think it was 21.
He's that kid at the end of the block that was selling you lemonade, and he doubled the deal, right?
That's right.
That's damn straight. And we're both blessed because we got beautiful families. You got a beautiful wife.
Darn right.
And now you bought how many houses did you buy out of foreclosure at the market sale last year, you said?
I did 14 flips. I got another one that,
14.
that I held. So
boom, that was two a month.
Yeah, pretty good.
And you're doing it all with your own resources. It's not like you're going to the bank to get leveraged monies, hard money, nothing.
No, it's all my own cash. Make more money like that.
Absolutely. And now listen, because Mark's a simple guy. I'm a simple guy. This is a time when you can ask questions. There's no questions that are too awkward or too long. Just call me at 330-1457. I literally will take your call during the break or after the show. I'm not going to put you on live. And we'll just answer any question you have because this is a free-for-all. And right now, we came up with the name of this show, Mark, Hoarder's Delight. Why?
Hoarder's Delight. So I ended up buying a property at auction. And when I finally got into the property, oh, my gosh. Hoarders. I mean, it's a hoard house. It was hard to get around the property. It was hard to get in the property.
How high was the junk in
everything
the
stacked to the ceilings. I mean, every single, the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, the bathrooms, the garage, around the house, the whole thing. So, I mean, we knew it was bad, but you buy these homes sight unseen.
Mm-hmm.
I literally go by, I look at it, I make a judgment call. I have less than 24 hours to say, yes, I'm going to go after that one. And then you go and you compete, and there were multiple people competing on this one. I ended up with the winning bid, and once I got into the house, oh my gosh. I mean, we were just pulling dumpsters and dumpsters of stuff, and you know, and there's some good stuff in there. You could tell someone had a problem. Brought a bunch of brand new equipment.
They just put cameras.
I mean, cameras all
cameras?
Over.
How many cameras were in that house, Mark?
I got a single garage bay filled with cameras. I mean, we're
more
talking...
More or less than 100?
More.
More than 100. So there's a lot of meat on the bones, and when you walk to me around the house, it's got a beautiful paint job, brand new roof.
Brand new sewer lines. I mean, you know, the sewer line was the main reason why I wanted to purchase that house. So as soon as I drove by it, I saw it, and that to me is a $12,000 repair, and I figured that they took care of the other items. And quite honestly, the house really isn't in bad condition, but the hoard, it took us a week and a half just to get through that.
You know, you told me the funniest thing ever. You're like, Jay, I think this house is in good shape. Because they couldn't touch the wall.
They couldn't touch the walls. Doors aren't tore up. The walls aren't tore up. It's great.
Yeah. I mean, that's fantastic. Now, that's the funny and the good. You got a good, solid house. You and I looked at it. The paint color is good. It's in good condition. The roof is brand new. You've got good structure and bones inside. But, like, for example, when you go to these foreclosures and everybody thinks that it's easy and a good deal, you also got this house with a couple liens, didn't you?
Yeah, so this one has a couple liens. I got a lien from the city, if I recall, and then, of course, I got a lien from the roofer. So the people passed away that owned the home, and in between, my assumption is in between the time they passed away, they had the, or before they passed away, they had the roofer do the roof, and they must have passed away shortly after that. So, of course, he slapped a lien on it. And not all those liens clear at foreclosure. I mean, you got to be really careful what you buy. You got to do your due diligence. And it was something that I was willing to go after. There's some liens that don't clear.
Yeah,
and that's
absolutely
another concern that you really have to do your due diligence in. And you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, so if you are talking, just a couple simple no-brainer statements, but it's important for already listeners. If you're listening right now, here are some facts. When you go to the foreclosure sale, the other 25 people that are there, are they there with cash or are they there with some type of loan or leverage?
No, you got a lot of looky-loos. You got a lot of people with, or you got some people with money behind them. I would say majority of the time, half the people are buyers.
Yeah.
So they're there to buy, and they're usually regulars. You know, we all know each other, and every now and again you'll get a new guy. One time we had a guy that bought a home and he had a book bag full of cash. That really upset everybody because the trustee had to sit there and go through all the cash. So it really stopped it for about a good hour to count $200,000 worth of cash.
That is incredible. And you see those funny stories. But also, you see people there institutionally and professionally like yourself that know how to work and play the game. And you don't represent buyers like other real estate agents do. You go in as an agent and represent Mark Salas, the cash buyer.
Absolutely. You know, me personally, I feel it's too risky to represent anybody. if anything happens, we end up buying a property that has liens on it, it's not something that I really want to be involved in because there's so many moving parts. You know, this Hoarder's Delight just found out that they did a panel upgrade, but they didn't pull permits. It's going to cost me another $2,600, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's a bunch of these additional things that we think were good. We start digging into it. They're not good. So you can lose really, really fast, and a lot of us have.
Yeah, absolutely. And you have to go with the averages. But the most important thing that I want you, the radio listener, to know, because I'm going to talk about short sales as well. I'm going to talk about distressed sales, which we get within the mortgage industry and within families and stuff. But the big thing is this. When you're out interviewing real estate agents, and Mark, when I see it, like you see people interview mortgage brokers that are a dime a dozen, I see people interviewing the real estate agents like you guys are a dime a dozen, and they're not. Because if you're listening right now, here Mark has a total vertical supply of inventory. He buys it wholesale. If he wants, he fixes it up. He gets it presentable for the market. And then as a listing agent, he then goes around, and if you become his buyer, you can get a house that's not in a proverbial auction to where people are rising it up, and you can be a much higher value to some generic Joe real estate agent off the street, because one, you understand houses, Mark. Number two, you actually have the inventory. And then number three, you have the assets to see it from A all the way to Z.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So you're calling the shots. You're not working with anybody else. And I can say, hey, listen, I can sell it to you for this.
Yeah.
And I always give that shot to my clients, and I let them know when we first start working together, hey, you got first dibs. The concern is if they have the ability to purchase a property like that. You know, if you're dealing with a VA buyer, if you're dealing with an FHA buyer, they can't do it. There's too much work that go into these properties where a lot of times that stops them. It stops right there. So it's even a very select few that can even purchase a foreclosure property.
And that's just huge. I mean, you and I could do an hour-long show, and I definitely want to have you back on. Before we leave, give the radio listeners your name, your company, and how's the best way for them to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. So Mark Salas, company is Best Realty. My cell phone number's 719-201-9571.
And you've owned that company how many years, my friend?
I bought it back in 2008.
Wow, so a good 8 years
you
owned this thing.
Yeah, it was when the market was down, the sellers wanted to sell, and I bought it. I was actually working for the company, started working for them early 2000s, and then Eleanor said, hey, listen, I'll go ahead and sell it.
Awesome. So understand, you're not only talking to a real estate agent, you're talking to someone who knows the weekly foreclosure market in El Paso County, plus a local business owner giving back to the community. Make sure that you give Mark a call, and don't go anywhere at all. I'm going to be back after the break. I'm going to go through housekeeping and also talk a little bit about distressed sales, lay the format out for the show, and then have another guest talking about short sales right here on the Jay Garvin Show, back after these important messages.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your Home Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
My mind, but I know that I'm making it. I gotta get money, nobody's taking it away. No, because I'm
okay, so thanks for sticking with me. What a great segment there. If you missed that first segment with Mark Salas of Best Realty, he walked through the motions of the foreclosure sales every single week in El Paso County. And here basically is the muse for the whole show. Hoarder's Delight, going through the foreclosure, short sale, and distressed sales process. And the fact of the matter is this, and Mark said it himself, everybody wants a deal until they actually see it. What it looks like is far separate than the stereotypical good aura about it. The closer you get, the less exciting the deal gets. See, when you look at what the deal really costs, there's a whole different approach because you actually get what you pay for. And these foreclosure houses are worth it. There's no doubt at all. The short sale houses are worth it. There's no doubt at all. The distressed sales are worth it. There's no doubt at all. Even at the non-arm's length transactions where you're doing it amongst family or friends and they're not separated by a contract, by a commission, or by an agent, they're all worth it. It's just the fact that you get what you pay for. And the biggest takeaways is just simply understanding some laws are absolute principles about real estate, and that includes foreclosure, short sales, all of those, is you're always going to get what you pay for. And here's an example, because I do this a lot. I bought a house at a as-is pocket listing, never hit the market. It's over on Farragut Street in Divine Redeemer, and I got a $190,000 house, and a $295,000 house, smaller square footage, was right next door. I got a great deal, but I have put $40,000 into that house. Now, I'm renting that house, and rents have went from $1,100 up to $1,600 a month, a majority of it because of the demand in the market, but also because I took a two-bedroom, one-bath house into a three-bedroom, two-bath house. Now, I've made it look really, really good, and in the long run, I'm going to get 100 to 200, 300% return on my money. But I was getting what I paid for. It was a house that was inexpensive, but it required a lot of TLC to fix up and make it rentable and have it gain more value. Now, I paid prime dollar down in Ivy Wild for another house with no discount at all. I went on the MLS, I competed with others, and I thought I was overpaying it at the time. But now that house is by far had more appreciation than the house that I have over in Divine Redeemer. So you get what you pay for. I paid prime dollar for one house on the west side, and it has tripled my down payment investment. And this other one in Divine Redeemer, it has also increased in value tremendously, but I haven't even doubled my money yet because I've had to invest more in it. Now, where will I be in the long run? I don't know. I think they'll both end up about even. But because time is such a valuable asset for me, I don't have time to tinker around and fix things up. And some people do, but I would be willing to wager far fewer than actually think you do qualify. You think you're going to do it, but you don't have time. Because if you're going to take time away from your primary source of income in order to fix up a house, you're not getting ahead. You're sacrificing one income for the next savings. And the big principles, the big takeaways that I want you to have is the fact that there are real estate principles and you get what you pay for is number one. The second one is this. You always, not sometimes, always make your money when you buy the house, not when you sell it. So when you make the good decisions up front about location, 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 about condition, about knowledge, foreclosure sales are great if you can get a sweet house that doesn't need to be fixed up. But it's very competitive now, so that's far and few and in between. But you also have to be ready to go through the hoarder's delight, like Mark was. He has another one that he's got foundation issues. There's individuals that have sliding and heaving issues. You have to address everything and just account for it. But Mark does this 24/7, 30 days a month, 12 months a year. So it's his profession. It's the same thing. I have six investment properties, but I'm looking at properties constantly in my area specialty, and you can do it as well. And there is no magic at all in the real estate formula, or actually the success formula across the board. It takes time, it takes hard work, and it takes a lot of studying to be good at real estate, to be good at foreclosure sales, to be good at short sales, to be good at distressed sales, to be good at completing a mortgage, and good at being an electrician. All of it requires those three components of hard work, a lot of time, and a lot of studying and knowledge. And if you're ready for that, if you're like, Jay, hey, that's what I'm looking for, then literally call me at 330-1457, and I'll sign you up for my next class. I want to tell you, I have an investment property class in less than 3 weeks on the 15th of May. May 15th, the Tuesday, the third Tuesday of the month, every single month, I do a class. This month of April, I did it for home buyers. The month before that, I did it for your home, your mortgage, your retirement for older folks. And this month, I am doing it on the 15th of May, 6:30 p.m. a Tuesday. I've only got 10 seats left, a $95 value for you to come learn the basic principles of investment property ownership. And part of that would cover foreclosure sales. So you go to Churchill, Colorado to sign up for that. You pull down the classes and events tab and then just simply put your name next to the investment property class so we can get you materials, a packet, and a seat. And what amazing timing there. Right as I finish up my segment, there is the knock right on the door. Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
I tell you. Housekeeping here. Please do not go anywhere. This next segment, on the third segment, I'm going to talk to Justin Hermes with Real Estate Realities. We're going to talk about short sales and some other parts of the hoarder's delight, finding a foreclosure, short sale, or distressed deal within real estate. But right now, I have U.S. home existing sales up 1.1% in March. Interestingly enough, this is the very first month that sales were actually slightly down nationwide from the previous month of this last year in 2017. And what we're seeing is with the slightly increasing interest rates, we're actually seeing with a slight decrease of inventory, we're starting to see things slow down on a national basis, but we're not seeing things slow down here in El Paso County by any means. We're going to talk more about that throughout the show, but it's important nationally to understand that we are moving faster than many other states. Now, here's another one. This one scares me. An article here says, confident feds bet on the economy staying hot. And this really scares me because here's an article here talks about officials believe inflation will not rise. They're confidently increasing the interest rates. They said categorically the prime interest rate. If you've got a line of equity, you've got a variable loan, you've got to call me right now at 330-1457. They just increased in March. They said that the interest rates are going to increase again in June, September, and December. That means you're going to go up 0.75 points. So you've got to get rid of that. And they're saying that they want to slow it down. And the last time that we did that, I'm reading, is when Alan Greenspan tried to slow down a hot economy in 99, and we know what happened there. So the last part of housekeeping is for you to know that Colorado Springs is still a safe and dynamic market. Interest rates are at a four-year high. They're approaching 5% on a 30-year fix and 4.625 on a government loan. So call me during the break at 330-1457. Go to ChurchillColorado.com, and I'll be back after these important messages, continuing the radio show on Hoarder's Delight, reviewing foreclosures, short sales, and distressed sales, and getting a deal.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. We have a lot of moving parts in today's radio show. If at any point you need help on your refinance or purchase loan, just take a deep breath and dial 719-330-1457. Hi, I'm Jay. I'm your friend. I can help you. You can go to ChurchillColorado.com. Just like I stated in the last segment, my next class is the 15th of May, the third Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., and I'm going to be talking about investment property class 6:30. It's done by 8:30 after dinner before the kiddos go to bed. You just go to ChurchillColorado.com, pull down on your personal computer or your mobile device the classes or events, and if you get turned around, just put your information on the right-hand side, say, I want to attend the class, and send. But today's show is called Hoarder's Delight. We got a little bit of rap music in the background. Things are happening. We're talking about foreclosures. Now I've got Justin in here in about 30 seconds talking about the short sale process that he's brought people through, that I've brought people through, and now he's going through himself. And then, of course, short sales and all of the distressed sales, the non-arm's length transactions, the pocket listings, anything that's a deal is really great to get. But you have to understand that these deals are very attractive at the surface, but the closer you get, they don't get bad. They just start to show their occasional warts and blemishes. You see the work that goes in, the cost of acquiring them, and it's a simple law of you get what you pay for. So, Justin, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Jay. I was trying to write down your number because I still can't get it. I got to call your secretary. I get screened before I can talk to you. I didn't even give it out on the radio. I feel kind of hurt.
I know. 330-1457. Unless you're Justin, then you go through my staff.
Yeah, I got to call the 1-800 number. It's like call and collect.
I know. 1-800. Got loan for free.
Thanks for having me on, Jay. Always a pleasure to come in here and just share some good real estate and mortgage news with you. Don't choke on the excess energy drink.
Woo! Got energy drink here. I'm pumped up. I've already said Janet Yellen's name once, and Jay Powell, he just increased rates again, man. Dude, we hit 5% interest rates for the first time in 4 years this
week. I know. I saw. That was 3 days ago they came out with that, right? The 10-year yield going
up.
Oh,
my God. I had like 3 clients crying this week calling, and I don't blame them because it's tough. I got one more loan to lock, and we quoted them at 4.75, and now they're locking at 5, and we just want to help people. And how we help people is not only doing the mortgages, my friend, but, boy, this is totally spontaneous. How did you end up with the Gazette Best of the Best rating that just came out?
Oh, Jay, we ended up fourth place, man. We didn't make the cut.
We didn't make the cut. Hey, but you know what?
I had a bad tryout, though.
No.
I pulled a hamstring, and I feel like I wasn't at 100%.
Now, that's not correct, because I went to my daughter's dance, and they were giving out ribbons for the top 10, you know? Okay. You can at least get a participation award,
I'm going
to
make sure they give me one. If they don't, I'm going to write a letter to the editor.
I'm throwing a haymaker, baby!
And if I don't get a good rate on my investment property with you, I'm not going to be crying. I'm going to be throwing punches over there.
I'm going to the moon!
So, baby, you're doing a short sale yourself right now. You've got really strong, stiff backbone there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm. You know, we've dealt with some short sales before. Actually, funny thing is, I did a short sale 2 years ago on this street.
Uh-huh.
On the corner.
Got a good deal.
At $250. This is 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And I helped a soldier get into that house and represented the seller, so we did both sides. And now the irony is, I sold that for $305. 2 months ago,
yep.
For the soldier, made a great profit, did the loan through you guys originally, and now I got the one 4 or 5 houses down for under contract at $251.
That's awesome. I mean, that is amazing. And let me explain for 30 seconds what a short sale is if you don't know it. What it is when the lender is willing to take less than the face value of the mortgage just to get the deal done. So it's not a foreclosure, but it's an actual legitimate contract sale where the mortgage company is willing to take $250,000 for the house, even though the mortgage is hypothetically $275,000. Now, buyer is going to gain a lot on this, but seller beware, because a short sale acts on your credit for 1 year to 4 years, depending on how it's posting, as something similar to a foreclosure in limiting future sales. So just understand, this is a show about buyers. We got a buyer's agent, Justin, here, one of the best in town. You know what? That's not bad. If you're in the top 4, you're doing good.
Oh, no. First place or nothing, man. If you ain't first, you're last.
If you're not first, you're the first loser.
Yeah. I love it. But don't be confused, because short sales aren't short.
Yeah.
You know, they take up to 6 months. I did one up in Cedar Heights, and it took 14 months to close.
14
We had 2 mortgages
months.
On that.
See, that's just one of those examples where short sales are attractive. But when you get up close, you start to see the blemishes and the scars.
Yeah, and you can get burned right at the end. So, like, on this one, yeah, I'm excited. There was 33 offers. Getting your foot in the door and getting under contract, obviously, is a big first step. But still, you got to go through a bank BPO.
Yep.
Broker price opinion. You got to go through a bank appraisal.
Yep.
And then come back and say, sorry, 275.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're going, the numbers don't really work anymore. And this house has holes throughout the whole thing. It's got to grow in the basement. You know, they still got all the dirt down there, and they jacked up the electrical. So, I mean, I'm probably looking $20,000. The outside's perfect. Unbelievable. But still, at 250, putting 20 in, it's a good deal. For a long-term rental, it'll cash flow $600, which is fantastic in this market. But if it comes back higher at 275, I don't think it makes much sense, because then you're closer to market value.
Yeah, because here in the last 3 minutes, my friend, you've got about $20,000 to $30,000 of equity after your expense. And what I've shared with the radio listeners in an earlier segment is that you can get a deal on this, but you have the $20,000 to put into the house.
Exactly, yeah. And take in mind, guys, it's a tax write-off. This is an investment property.
Absolutely.
So it's not $20,000 for dollar. I'm able to write it off. And yeah, you got to save up some money, but I don't know where you're going to get the return. Yeah, where are you going to get that?
No, you're not going to get that.
$600 return a month right now in the stock market? I mean, where?
Yeah. And now listen, we're talking about two separate things. If you're listening as a primary resident who is going to own and occupy the house, that's one story. But also, Justin is an investment property owner, and you're buying your 7th property, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And I am an investment property owner. I have 7 properties, my primary and 6. And like you said, that ROI, that return on investment, is key. And people find it. Mark Salas has found it at the foreclosure sale. You found it in the short sale. You found it in pocket listings. You've helped me get that one in Divine Redeemer. And I was sharing that earlier in the show, that, hey, that was a great deal. But I've put $40,000 into that house, and you're going to put $20,000, so they're great investments. But what would you tell as an encouragement and as a precaution with short sales in the last couple minutes here to the list?
Well, number one, there's not a lot on the market. There's 3 short sales active right now.
Period. And that's 1,800 homes listed and 3 short sales.
Yeah, it's something, you know, I wouldn't get your hopes up on. I'm a real optimistic guy, but I'm going, you're probably going to have a better chance picking up something from the rental pool, an owner looking to get out who's trying to do a 1031 and getting to something bigger and getting something off the market. I mean, I'm working on 2 right now, one in Widefield and one up off of Union and Dublin that I'm working on off the market. And one of them I may take, and if I don't take it, then I'll just charge the seller 3% and I will give it to one of our investors, maybe someone like Jason.
Absolutely.
So it's just being aggressive. I mean, the market's tough, but you can't sit around and twiddle your thumbs. You got to get creative. You got to find different avenues to approach people. And it's not like we're ripping off the seller. It's the fact that the seller's in a position where they've let the house go. We need somebody to come in who can add the sweat equity, buy it as is, help them out of a financial situation. And then, you know, if you're buying at $250,000, I'm passing that $8,000 on to my buyer because
Absolutely.
We're not paying another 3% to the agent.
Yeah, so here is the trick to this whole real estate buying environment we're in. Number one, I have a real estate relationship with over 20 agents here in town. So you've got to reach out to me so I can get you in touch with Justin, because he is building his business every single year. Experience is key in this market. The tough and the best agents are not shying away. They're leaning in and getting the best deals that we've ever got. And Justin leads that charge. We'll be back for me to wrap everything up after these messages.
Let's go. Party rock is in the house tonight. Everybody just have a good time.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Welcome back. This is Jay Garvin's, and for the next 15 minutes, we're going to be discussing Hoarder's Delight, foreclosure, short sale, distressed sale deals. What they mean to you, what they mean to your buyer, what they mean to the seller, and what they mean to the agent and the mortgage company in the process. If you have any questions at all, don't hesitate to contact me directly at 719-330-1457 or go to ChurchillColorado.com for your next purchase or refinance loan. And earlier in the radio show, you can hear more of it at KRDO News Radio, KRDO.com. I have a show on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. and Monday and Tuesday evenings in a replay at 7 p.m. right in Colorado Springs. But this next segment here, I'm going to go through exactly what we discussed previously in the show. We had Mark Salas on, who is the owner of Best Realty right in Colorado Springs. We had Justin Hermes on, who is one of the best real estate agents with RE/MAX properties. And first thing we talked about is foreclosures. And then we talked about short sales, and I put some information in there on pocket listings and distressed sales. And I will detail all of that. But the show premise is this. All of these are a deal, and they're very, very attractive at a distance. But as you get closer, there's more blemishes, and you see more of the reality of buying houses within these categories. Take foreclosure, for instance. This is how we came up with the show titled The Hoarder's Delight. Got a little bit of rap tunes going with this, because one of my good friends, Mark Salas, actually goes to the weekly foreclosure sale in Colorado Springs and buys properties every single month. In fact, last year he bought 14 properties, and this last one that he bought, I went and toured it. It's in the southern side of Colorado Springs, the southeast side, and he gets a quick 24-hour exterior inspection of the house. He noticed that the exterior was great. It was a little bit overgrown, foliage, no big deal, brand new roof, good solid outside. And he noticed that there was a brand new sewer line. And he said, hey, if that's taken care of, it's worth the bid. He went through the process and he got the house. The name Hoarder's Delight comes from what he saw when he opened up the door. He opened up this door, and literally falling out the door all the way up to the 8-foot ceiling was just stuff packed in exactly like you would picture on those cable TV hoarder shows. He literally took not one, two, three 30-foot dumpsters, double high, 8 feet high, and packed it with stuff. He took more cameras out, took an entire horse trailer full of new, used, and vintage cameras. That was good. The inside of the house was good because once he got all the crap, they couldn't do any damage to the doors and the walls and the floors. But as he got closer, he started to see the blemishes and the cost that it would take. Now, the show outline is basically this. You have to understand that there are a dozen different ways to buy a house. And I take calls every single month as the founder and part owner of Garvin's Group at Churchill, Dave Ramsey's exclusive lender for 25 years, day after day, and I still take, as the state manager, a lot of the very first calls. And I just had a caller yesterday call in who moved from Mississippi, staying up here in Colorado Springs with her adult children, helping with their families, being around her grandchildren. And she said, I'd like to buy a house. Are there any foreclosure deals out there? And this question is asked so frequently. Is there any short sales? Can you give me any distressed sales? Is there any pocket listings? And I'll define all of that over the next 15 minutes. And yes, there are. But you get what you pay for. See, in real estate, there are some absolute truths and principles. Literally like, you make your money when you buy a house, not when you sell it. So it's important to do your due diligence, and that's no difference on a retail MLS, a multiple listing systems purchase, or a foreclosure. Mark shared that there's about 25 people there on any given week. Half of them are serious investors with cash, and the other ones are looky-loos. And 95% of the time, the institutional professional buyers get the house. Sometimes you can get a real estate agent to represent you. And if you want a real estate agent to represent you at the real estate foreclosure sale market, you just call me at 719-330-1457 and I can hook you up with one of those individuals. Mark only purchases for himself and he purchases with cash. A majority of all of the investors do. So it's very uncompetitive to go in with a pre-approval mortgage because someone has to come up with the money cash. You can't have 10 days to get to closing with all the disclosure periods and stuff. But another absolute truth with real estate is that you get what you pay for. And here's an example. Mark got a great, great deal on this house. It's a house that retails for at least $200,000. He got it just over $150,000, but he's got $6,000 in liens from contractors on the roof. He's got another expense where he's going to have to redo and get a certified panel on the house. And all of those things are expense, but overall, he'll make a profit. Now, another thing that is important to know is that there's no secret formula in foreclosure sale, in short sale, or even in the buying process in general. The formula is hard work over a sustained long period of time with a lot of studying and practical experience on the ground. So if this conversation excites you, hop on board and welcome to the game. Reach out to me at churchillcolorado.com and we'll get you started. We'll get you into my next podcast, my next class, or we can do a one-on-one consultation. But if you're so busy or disinterested in getting into the details, it's very simple to just find someone like Justin, like Mark, like myself to walk you through the process. And it's a simple step-by-step of finding a professional person to actually represent you. Now, some of the things that's interesting about this auction sale is the fact that he sees the same people over and over and over. Some people are literally just representing a venture capital or a hedge fund. That doesn't happen as much as it used to. More of that happens at the tax lien sales, which is a whole separate show. But 90% of the serious institutional professional investors are local, they're with cash, and with one phone call to me, they can represent you just as well as they can the next person. The difference is this. You have to have cash on hand, and you have to have the willingness to take that risk to see if there's any foundation issues, if there's any type of structural issues, or something of that type. So short sales, going on to the second part of the hoarder's delight, understanding foreclosure, short sales, and distressed buys, is not a lot different. I met with Justin Hermes. He talked to me about this. He's brought several people through the short sale process in the last 12 months, but he actually is going through the short sale process right now. And what in the world is a short sale? What a short sale is, Justin said ironically, there's nothing short about it. A short sale takes anywhere from 3 to 18 months. And basically what it is when a house is in distressed condition. This one that Justin went under contract on was a marijuana grow house, and it is not attractive in the aftermath of that. The investor is just selling it as is, and the lender who has the mortgage on the home is willing to sell the home for less than the actual owed balance on the mortgage. So let me say that again. If you've got a house and you got a mortgage on that house that's $275,000, it has a generic in good condition appraised value at $300,000, but the lender is willing to take a payment of $250,000, take a short amount from their owed payoff in order to get it actually off their books. Now, this is absolutely great for a buyer, but for a seller, you need to understand if you've done a short sale in the past or you're currently in the process of doing a short sale, that will blemish your credit almost at the same level that a foreclosure will. You will not be able to buy another property with a conventional loan product for at least the next 12 months, and depending on the rest of your credit history, possibly for 48 months or 4 years. So that's just a beware for the seller, because everything has a cost, and the cost for the seller is that they're going to be out of the market for a certain amount of time. But what Justin said is the one that he's currently in, he's 3 months into it, and it is a great deal. He's getting a house at least 30 to 50 grand below market value, but he does have to put an investment into this provided that it closes. So provided that it closes mean that he's got to go through several different steps where they verify the value, and the bank could say at the end, sorry, I need $275,000 for the house rather than $250,000. And then Justin says that's my breaking point, because the rest of the story is the investment he has to put into it. He said, Jay, it's going to be an investment property for me. He's going to clean it up and put a renter in it where he'll be able to cash flow $600 a month. But he's going to have to put $15,000 to $20,000 into it. So it's so important, if you're looking at a short sale, understand the general requirement to put 10 to 15% of immediate funds into the house. That means if you're buying one for $250,000, you're going to put $25,000 and above into that immediately in order to get that house back to a general retail market level. The same thing applies with the foreclosure. You're going to put 10 to 15% of that foreclosure sales price immediately into the house. This is not in rugs and in window coverings and things like that. This is actually to get it in structurally good condition. And again, understand that you get what you pay for, and that's okay as long as you understand. Now, lastly, and the third one, is all of these distressed or not at arm's length transaction. And what that means is if you have a distressed sale, where, say, a military soldier has to move, or PCS, ETS, make a permanent change of station fast, you can get with an agent, you can take that house as is, and you can get right into it at a lower, less competitive price, but again, you get what you pay for. These houses are usually, again, in distressed condition, where they're not cleaned up, you're not allowed to do an inspection, there's a little bit of risk if there's no furnace or HVAC in functional order. But the biggest thing is this is where you, the retail buyer, comes in, and you simply have to get an appraisal approved on this house. And if you buy a distressed sale home and there's $3,000 or $4,000 of fix ups with the required electricity, the plumbing, or which the HVAC, you've got to be able to take that money out of your pocket, and if the transaction doesn't close, that's the money on top of your earnest money that you put at risk. So all of these are great, great deals. There's a lot of humor in Hoarder's Delight, in the humor of unlocking a door and going in and having a house in this type of condition. But the bottom line, the big takeaways are this. Understanding the laws and principles of real estate for foreclosure, short sales, distressed sales are all the same from a normal retail home. You get what you pay for. You always make money on the buy and not the sell. And you have to have the time, the knowledge in order to invest. If you don't want to do that, find someone who does. You can call me at 330-1457 or go to ChurchillColorado.com and I will walk you through that. So don't forget, You can contact me at 330-1457. Go to ChurchillColorado.com. And as I state at the end, go grow and prosper and tell someone close to you that you love them. Because that's what matters in the end. Not the mortgage, not the home, not the short sale or the foreclosure. It's the people and the relationships in your life. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that He would deliver it to you. Because that's what I found in a podcast and radio listener like you. Someone that I would serve every day because of my passion of helping you and others. Jay Garvin's, look forward to seeing you next week.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everybody in the car, so come on.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Mumbo number 5.